Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello today. My name is Alexis Levi, and this is Alexis Levi Speaks. We're going to be talking to women today, and we're going to talk to them about why women are more effective leaders than men. I've been doing a little research on that, and it's funny because a lot of men have done research on this and spoke on it and contributed different articles and things of that nature. So I pulled and compiled a lot of information to share with you. Now, we know why women are more effective than men. I think that, you know, we started out being the rib. We started out being the strength. And I think that that just continues. Now, in this three-part series, we looked at some information that Business Insider had focused on. There's a leadership consultation group that they pulled together, and they examine women's leadership effectiveness, representation in corporate America, and solutions for increasing their ranks. Building upon the firm's research, this article was first filed with Harvard. Now, in today's large organizations, as women climb up that corporate ladder, they vanish. Now, while the statistics vary slightly around the world, this is an extremely consistent pattern. Now, I know from being the first African-American woman to own a men's basketball team that it's not easy to stay on the ladder. You have many people trying to knock you off the ladder. You have much backbiting, just all types of demons and devils that are trying to get you, that are trying to knock you off that podium, that pedestal that God has placed you on. And so the thing about it is I tell women all the time, don't worry about the climb. Don't worry about the folks that are trying to knock you down. Don't worry about the people that are talking behind your back. Just keep going. Now, at the lowest levels, more than half of the employees in our organization are female, and we do know that. As you move to each successful level, the higher it goes, the number of women steadily shrinks. Now, at the CEO level worldwide, there are only 3-4% who are women. Now, we find this really puzzling because we look on TV, we see women. We see women running for president. We see women, having children and writing books and building businesses, and it seems like it would be more than 3-4% worldwide, but it's not. When I was looking at some of the research, it describes the overall success that women have when placed in a successively higher leadership position. It's even more curious when you analyze the success they have in those functional areas that have traditionally been dominated by men. For more than a decade, our organization has been collecting information from leading organizations on what they're saying about this. One of the things that we researched, we had at least 450,000 instruments pertaining to about 45,000 leaders covering a wide variety of industries. The studies that follow include our most current data collected in 2012-2013. The sample we have used includes just under 16,000 leaders, 16,000 leaders of whom two-thirds are male and one-third is female. Now, each participant had an average of 13 respondents, including their manager, their direct report, and their peers. Now, the crazy thing about this is that we know, as a woman, once we get focused on something, we can finish it. We're really effective at that. We're really aggressive. And an aggregate look at how women leaders compare to their male counterparts shows the following for you. The differences by age. To better understand the differences between male and females, it's instructive to look at overall leadership effectiveness by age. The effectiveness of women as leaders appears to change over time. As women and men begin their careers, there is very little perceived difference. Then men soon are perceived to be slightly more effective than women. As women mature, they are perceived in an increasingly positive way and more effectively than their male counterparts. Now, the gap between them and men continues to diverge until they reach their 60s. When the gap begins to narrow, At its peak, the largest difference between males and females is 9 percentile points. The following graph that I'm going to discuss with you shows the average percentile gap between men and females. What's the difference on the male and female leadership effectiveness scale? What do women do that creates this difference in leadership effectiveness? Now, one of the clues for us came from talking with women about this research when we asked them to explain why women were perceived as more effective. What we frequently heard was, in order to get the same recognition and rewards, I need to do twice as much. Never make a mistake and constantly demonstrate my competence. The shorter version of this was, we regularly heard from women that said, we must perform twice as well as our counterparts. Now, I don't think that's fair, maybe because I'm a woman, or maybe because I've seen some things out there in corporate America. I try to be with my companies as fair as possible. I have men and women working for me, young and old, and as long as they do the work and are open to developing and changing and adding, you know, extra work and knowledge to themselves, I'm good. I have not a problem. But in corporate America, where I worked quite a bit before I became a basketball owner and maven and author and different things that I've done in my life, I have noticed that in corporate America, that's totally different. When we looked at our data on males and females, we looked at results from a competency called practicing self-development. This competency measures the extent to which people ask for feedback, make changes based on that feedback. We know that as most people begin their career, they're very motivated to ask for feedback and take action to improve. But over time, that changes because they get more confident, they gain confidence, and they tend not to ask for feedback as often. The one thing that I often look at this scale, too, when you're looking at males and females and their progressiveness in leadership, it scores men and women on competency of practicing their self-development. I think, you know, women tend to want to self-develop more, and men tend to want to say they've already got it. And the results are showing that. It's very similar at the age of 40. At that point, women maintain the habit of asking for feedback and taking action to improve. Note that the effectiveness of men on this competency continues to decline as they age. Men assume they are doing fine and don't really need much feedback. And that's what I said earlier. Competency level. The standard 360-degree feedback instrument measuring 16 competency levels shows a comparison of how women and men are perceived in terms of these specific competencies shows the following. The chart above shows the differences between men and women. Has arrived them in descending order. It confirms that women actually score higher than men on 12 of 16 competencies. The differences on 10 of them were statistically significant. Men scored higher on 2 competencies, develop strategic perceptive and technical or professional expertise. The difference on the first competency, however, takes initiative. Each reader will probably have some theory as to why this is so. I'm not sure why it's so. I have some theories of my own. Our explanation gravitates towards the double duty, which many women live with that necessity, even at home. I mean, women tend to be able to come home after working a full day, owning a business, and still have to run the household. That being alleviated from the mind of the male, not having to worry about if the children are fed, not have to worry about if, the kids are settled in a place where they need to be settled, tends to satisfy and calm the male's brain. And so I think that in looking at this competency scale that I'm looking at, that has a lot to do with it. Females and their nurturing necessities, we know that the majority of people we talk with make the assumption that women will excel at nurturing competencies, such as developing others, inspiring others, motivating others, relationship building, collaboration, and teamwork. The chart that I'm looking at right now has that you know, profusely for women. But these companies with the largest positive differences are taking initiative, displaying integrity and honesty, and driving for results. These are not nurturing competencies that women, some women have and some women need to work on. The competencies highlight that women were seen as more effective in getting things done, being role models, and delivering results. These skills describe leaders who take on difficult challenges, ensure that people act with integrity, and who simply achieve challenging results. For those of you that are out there, I want you to say, I achieve challenging results. Once again, I achieve challenging results. The difference is by function. Our current fact pattern becomes even more intriguing when we are analyzing various functional areas within an organization. We found it interesting that the traditional male in sales, legal, engineering, IT, and R&D, women actually received higher effectiveness ratings than the males. Many of our stereotypes are obviously incorrect. Again, the concern about women are not being able to perform well in those functional areas is resounding data. Only in facilities management and maintenance do they do well. And I don't believe that's true at all. But that is what the data says. Finally, as women move up that ladder in an organization, the higher they move, the more positively they are perceived in this management chart. And once again, you know, it's all a matter of what you're seeing. It's all a matter of what you're seeing from this woman. When we look at the data, we realize that we are practicing self-development, identifying what the data says. We're identifying the core competency and incompetency that's seen between females and males. And we are now developing ourselves to be better and better and better and better. As we once noted, and as Brian Tracy always says, habits are made to be broken. People are meant to be developed. You don't have to stay in one space if you don't want to. If you want to be a woman who develops and who's a powerhouse out there, a power woman, if you will, then you go study what the power women do, how they got there. You study the strategic way that they navigated in sharks' waters, no pun intended, and you develop those things. You get an opportunity to see it firsthand. There's no excuse, ladies. There is no excuse, ladies. There is no excuse. Okay? We can no longer point out the fact that the men are getting more money than us. We cannot point out that the men are seen as smarter than us. We have to take the bull by the reins. We have to develop ourselves to be the best that we can be. And then, and only then, can we succeed forward. One of the things that I often tell women is, if you don't like what is being presented, don't ask permission. Create your own destiny. Create your own business. Create your own doorway. I did this with the sports industry. When I first became an agent, I didn't like some of the things I saw. And some of the things I saw were not only the backbiting and some of the frustrations of both the men and women. Everybody was trying to be successful. Everybody was trying to get to a certain place. And I know that we all do that in life, and that's okay. But the one thing that I didn't like is the fact that I saw something that needed to be changed. And when I saw it, it touched my heart. So I seek out an opportunity that was going to be created that could allow me to focus on what I was doing, allow me to make change where I needed to make change. It also allotted the time for me to have a program, a business, a project that I could develop and actually help someone else. That when you come at things like that, a lot of times they have to give you their just due. Or if you decide, hey, I don't want to work in corporate America, I want to be a consultant, I want to make sure that I'm able to have as many clients as I want, and those clients that want to work with me will work with me. Those clients that have a problem with me or that don't want to pay my fees don't work with me. And I think that sometimes that's hard to do, to take that leap of faith, but once you take that leap of faith, you have to just know that the relationships are out there. If you develop the relationship, they will come. Now, the chart that I'm looking at now also talks about the significance of men and women in the business life. And one of the things that I laughed at was I said to myself, and I look at so many millionaires and so many billionaires and so many people that have elevated themselves that are women, where once, you know, Forbes was maybe 5 or 10 women that are successful, now it's quite a few. Where Fortune was a few women that were successful, now it's quite a few. Where Inc. magazine and Fortune 500 companies were, you know, a small percentage of women CEOs, now that is also growing as well. So without beating a dead horse, women, we do have the power. We are power women. Hear us roar. Be successful. Continue to climb that ladder. Continue to develop the direction that you want to go. And don't stop until you get to the top. I want to share a few quotes I found, 34 greatest quotes about what it means to be a woman. It says, why is it that men are permitted to be obsessed about their work, but women are only permitted to be obsessed about men? That was Barbara Streisand. The thing women have yet to learn is that nobody gives you power, you just take it, and that's Roseanne Barr. People don't want to see women doing things they don't think women should do, Joan Jett. Next one, excuse my French, but Tina Fey says, bitches get stuff done. I like being a woman, even in a man's world. After all, men can't wear dresses, but we can wear the pants. That was Whitney Houston. Intimacies between women often go backwards, beginning in revelations and ending in small talk, Elizabeth Bowen. Because I am a woman, I must make unusual efforts to succeed. If I fail, no one will say she doesn't have what it takes. They will say women don't have what it takes. And that was Claire Booth. I feel there is something unexplored about women that only a woman can explore. That was Georgia O'Keeffe. People think at the end of the day that a man is the only answer. Actually, a job is better for me. Princess Diana said that. Now, women in love are less ashamed than men. They have less to be ashamed of, Ambrose Pierce. Whatever women do, they must do twice as well as men to be thought half as good. Luckily, this is not difficult, Charlotte Whitney. God gave women intuition and femininity. Hear, hear. Used properly, the combination easily jumbles the brain of any man I've ever met, which is Farrah Fawcett, the late Farrah Fawcett. Taking joy in living is a woman's best cosmetic, and that's Rosalind Russell. Smart women love smart men more than smart men love smart women, Natalie Portman. That is true, Natalie. We agree with that. You start out happy that you have no hits to lose. All of a sudden, you get them, and it feels sloppy. Then, just when you start liking them, they start drooping, and that's Cindy Crawford, the model Cindy Crawford. The next one are men are allowed to have passion and commitment for their work. A woman is allowed that feeling for a man, but not her work, Barbara Streisand. I married beneath me, all women do, Nancy Astor. I've yet to be on a campus where most women weren't worrying about some aspects of combining marriage, children, and a career. I've yet to find one where many men were worrying about the same thing, and that's true, Gloria Steinem. I'd much rather be a woman than a man. Women can cry, they can wear cute clothes, and they're the first to be rescued off sinking ships, and that's Gilda Radner. The people I'm furious with are the women libbers. They keep getting up on soapboxes and proclaiming women are brighter than men. That's true, but it should be kept quiet or it ruins the whole racket. Anita Luce. Some of us are becoming the men we wanted to marry. Oh, my goodness. Gloria Steinem. A wise woman likes but doesn't love, listens but doesn't believe, and leaves before she is left, Marilyn Monroe. after all those years as a woman hearing, not fine enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, not this enough, not that enough, almost overnight I woke up one morning and thought, I'm enough, Anne Quinlan. Plain women know more about men than beautiful women do. That's Katherine Hepburn, the beautiful Katherine Hepburn. I write for these women who do not speak, for those who do not have a voice because they were so terrified, because we are taught to respect fear more than ourselves. We've been taught that silence would save us, but it won't. Audre Lorde. Women need real moments of solitude and self-reflection to balance out how much of ourselves we give away. And that's Barbara DeAngelis. I think today women are very scared to celebrate themselves, so let's celebrate, ladies, because then they just get labeled. That's Charlize Theron. When men reach their 60s and retire, they go to pieces. Women go right on cooking. Women go right on cooking. Gail Sheely. Women have been called queens for a long time, but the kingdom given them isn't worth ruling. Louise May Alcott. Next, women like to sit down with trouble as if it were knitting. Ellen Glasgow. I'm tough. I'm ambitious. I know exactly what I want. If that makes me the B word, I'm okay with that, and that's our girl, Madonna. And let's see, we have three or four more. Men kick friendship around like football, but it doesn't seem to crack. Women treat it like lead, and it goes to pieces. And Morrow. The reason women don't play football is because 11 of them would never wear the same outfit in public. That's Phyllis Diller. And I haven't trusted polls since I read that 62% of women had affairs during their lunch hour. I've never met a woman in my life who could give up lunch for sex. Irma Bornback. These are some of the things, ladies, that are just fun to remember. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate all the time. And we are a powerful woman.